I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
While Aston Villa and Norwich continue their search for new managers, Manchester United are on the hunt for a handyman. Welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Wednesday the 10th of November. I'm Jules Breach.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Me like Papa John's, me eat Papa John's.
Yes, please. Yes, please, Jules.
Actually, I don't like it that much, to be fair.
No, me neither.
It's
no,
tummy ache. Not but a couple of football matches last night to talk on. Andy, you were at one. You went to watch Wimbledon. Didn't go too well.
No, Wimbledon were eliminated from the Papa John's trophy.
Get out.
Deservedly, I would say, after a very, very poor performance at Sutton United. But the ground was pretty much sold out.
Was it?
Which was amazing, which is not something, and like none of those people who are in there will want to go back to a Papa John's trophy game ever again, I suppose.
So it was at Sutton?
It was.
How many does that hold roughly?
4,000?
Oh, wow.
Something like that. I mean, it's probably a record crowd for the competition, really, isn't it? I mean, it's different when you get two teams of a similar level playing each other rather than, I don't know, let me think, Newcastle United under 21s versus Mansfield, for example.
Wow, Pete, what happened there? 6-3 defeat away at Mansfield.
I mean, I,
I could have an opinion, but I don't know what happened.
I mean,
because
to be fair, 9 goals.
Well, at that level, this happens quite a lot to Newcastle United, unfortunately. Same in the women's game
as
well.
The thing is, they're under-21s. Never win. Like Liverpool's lost 5-0 at Port Vale. Yeah. So that whole idea for like decimating the interest in and attendances of this competition was, well, it'll be so good for the development pathway. I mean, I can't imagine an England international sitting there after 60 caps going, you know what? The moment that really made it for me is when we lost 5-0 at Port Vale in the Papa John's Trophy.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the moment that catapulted me to greatness.
Yeah, what was your biggest development leap? It was hanging out with Steve Dickman in the under-21s under Steve Harper's stewardship and the developmental squads.
I wonder Eddie Howe felt about that one. No, not that it's his problem, really, but was he there? Would he be there watching?
I think he was exhausted from a day of, you know, trying to destroy his own football team. but yeah, it was. He started the day at like 6:30 in the morning or something. Everyone got very excited because he arrived at 6:30.
I wouldn't be excited. I'd be like, can we have a lion bar? Is this what we're in for now?
You've got to get to the academy. You've got to get to the ground. You've got to figure out the printer code. You've got to get your security pass printed
Wi-Fi password.
Exactly, yeah. That's
nothing
always
worse.
A pain in the bum.
Nothing worse than every time you enter a building, the Wi-Fi not remembering you.
Yes.
I'm like, how do you not remember me? I'm here every week.
Any bitterness to the Football Ramble Limited?
No, actually, the Ramble Wi-Fi is pretty good, Pete. Thanks for that.
No worries. I don't want any internet ISP to remember what I've done, to be quite frank. But everyone's getting very excited about Eddie Howe on the socials and stuff. Oh my goodness, look at him running around, telling Jonjo Shelvey to run about. It was a little bit... It's halfway between Jonjo Shelvey looking like the Scream, going, oh my God, I got to run. Or is it Goya, the Spanish painter with Saturn devouring his son?
Yeah.
And he's got a crazy look in his eyes. Eddie Howe had that crazy look in his eyes going, I'm going to fuck you all up.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. But that's what you want, isn't it?
It's an easy win, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, exactly. If your team's been doing terribly and really letting you down and they've got a new coach, the new coach's job, everyone thinks it's to improve the team. Mm. Now, that would be nice medium term, but short term, you want him to punish those players.
Yes, that's
what you want.
You want your pound of flesh. You
want
to look at Jonjo Shelvey with the air of an electrician turning up to a fuse box and going, oh, you need your consuming unit replacing, mate. We need to stress test this a bit.
I didn't expect this from Eddie Howe, though, really, because I've met him a couple of times at Premier League Productions, because after losing the job at Bournemouth, he did a little bit
he
of
lived there for
work.
A bit.
He just came there overnight. Yeah, he did a little bit of telly work. I didn't personally work with him, but I met him in the green room, and he's so nice. He's such a nice guy. So when I saw those pictures and those videos of him basically going at the training ground, I thought, go on, Eddie.
Yeah.
They need a rocket, don't they?
They need something. They need a system.
You know what Jonjo Shelvey didn't need? A 25p can of lemonade to sign. A fan. That's what this fan, Andy, asked Jonjo Shelvey to sign. An autograph on a can of lemonade.
It's hard for Jonjo to look at that and go, that's beneath him, because it isn't.
I think also, I'm trying to work out how you would sign that can.
Sharp.
They're very thin.
Given that Shelvey, when he's on a booking, can't figure out, I should not tackle that player who's quite a bit faster than me. He's not going to be able to figure that out.
He'd probably open the can and jam the Sharpie inside. Is this how you do it?
To be fair, I mean, I guess like footballers, sportsmen must get asked to sign things all the time that are a bit odd. People ask to sign like body parts, don't they?
When I was in the band Skid Row, I'd sign a lot of boobs.
It was pretty.
crazy times.
Any decent ones?
Signatures. Yeah.
Chris Eubank Jr. signed a microwave in Newcastle last month.
That was good. I think we should do more of that. That's fantastic. Just bring any old nonsense.
Oh, dearie me. Anyway, best of luck to Eddie Howe in his new role at Newcastle. Let's see how much work he can do in this international break and whether or not we'll see two other new managers appointed in the Premier League, because both Aston Villa and Norwich are looking for new managers. Let's talk about the situation at Aston Villa, because I think this one's probably a little bit more interesting, particularly with the candidates that have been linked with it. Steven Gerrard, I've never been shy about saying he is my favourite all-time player. He's high up on Villa's list of people who they want to appoint. Apparently, he's now looking like the bookies' favourites for it. Reports say a formal approach is going to be made in the next 48 hours. So this could actually be something that gets a bit of legs, Andy. What do you think about that for Steven Gerrard, first of all?
Well, firstly, I think we should put to bed any idea that this is not a big enough move for him. No. Mm. Villa are an absolutely enormous club.
Yeah.
And, you know, there needs to be... I know everyone keeps talking about Gerrard and Liverpool at some point. That is way, way down the line. And not just because Jurgen Klopp has got his feet under the table. You cannot make the move from Rangers to Liverpool. It's too big a leap nowadays. I still think this is a pretty big leap because they're not doing well. They've spent a lot of money and there's a lot of contingent pressure. And we spoke about it at the weekend, didn't we, Jules? The fact that Dean Smith has been faced with a similar problem that Spurs and I guess specifically AVB had post-Gareth Bale, in that you sell one player who's vital to everything you do and you feel the pressure to knock out the money, and then the club's surprised that there's this complete imbalance when you've thrown a load of new talent at the team, and it completely changes the face of everything. So that's something that Gerrard would have to sort out, and it's an entirely different job from the job he's doing at the moment. I mean, you know, people have made the comparison about, you know, say Brendan Rodgers going from Celtic to Leicester. Rodgers was a far more experienced coach at the time, and also on top of that, I think you look at the fact that Leicester's recruitment department were absolute A+. That has not yet been ascertained with Villa. That's still sort of, I guess, something we're continuing to look at and see how it turns out. So I think there's a bit of risk on either side. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a terrible appointment or anything like that. I'd far rather they go with someone young and different with ideas and personality rather than, you know, just go back to the same old names. Mm. But it is a risk.
I think it's always going to be, there's always a bit of risk, isn't there?
But
especially with the situation Aston Villa are in at the moment. If we think too, since they got promoted to the Premier League, they spent a lot of money, as you've already pointed out, Andy. But last year and coming into this season, let's forget the Jack Grealish thing just for a minute, in terms of what fans were talking about Aston Villa were potentially able to achieve is pushing for a European place. That was probably their next thing, was maybe this season they could start looking further up the table because of how well they'd done previously. Then losing Jack Grealish, you start to reassess things. And this was always going to be the most difficult job for Dean Smith because he's lost his best player. Everything that those players knew was, if it's not going too well in the game, get the ball out to Jack. Get the ball down the left-hand side.
Man,
Jack will be able to
flat
do something.
Plan at the moment, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is now the situation Aston Villa are in, they've lost Dean Smith, and this is now a completely new era for Aston Villa without Jack Grealish in the side, with a bunch of players where they have spent money. And actually, I don't think the players they've bought are bad. They just haven't gelled yet. And I think that in a couple of games earlier on in the early stage of the season, I thought they actually looked all right. I didn't think they looked bad. And I actually started to think, maybe there's actually a bit more balance to this team without Jack Grealish in it. So there's certainly something that the new manager, whoever that is that comes in, can work on. But this is, to me, it feels like a sliding doors moment. This could go one way or another for Aston Villa.
I mean, he'll be coming into a club where hopefully those injuries might clear up over the next couple of weeks. He's obviously got the international break and stuff. So you'd be hoping that he'd probably have a better complement of players. They have got a difficult December. I think I said that on Monday. But if you can win the next two games before you get there, it's going to look a hell of a lot more healthy. But if I was... if I was managing Rangers at the moment, I'd want to jump because Celtic have got a striker and they seem to be scoring a lot of goals, and it's going to be a much more competitive title race this time round, I think. So
he would come into that dressing room and those players would look at him and think, he's a legend. Like, I think that he could actually get the players playing again as a team. I don't know, that's how I feel about it.
Is that a generation behind, you reckon, though, nowadays?
Maybe.
I mean, the most convincing argument for Gerrard, I think, is Rangers' form in Europe, because they've been really good over the last couple of years. Okay, they've come up a little bit short this season, but they've been really, really good in Europe, and that suggests someone with not just an ability to motivate, but a really analytical mind that can become a really, really good coach. But there's just so much that we don't know yet, and Villa is a big car to be asked to pilot, really,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that can be underrated.
Yeah, and with Steven Gerrard, I think he just brings so much passion. I think that that's something that maybe feels like it's been missing. And just a final thing on Dean Smith, I think the one thing I will say, and I'm not advocating getting rid of him because I actually really like Dean Smith as a manager. I think what he did for Aston Villa was amazing. But I was speaking to one of my friends who's a Villa fan, diehard, goes to all the games. And he actually said to me that he feels in a way that he's kind of happy that it's happened now before it got too toxic because of how much Dean Smith did for the club. And and I think sometimes that is the way when you've had a manager who's done so much that's good for the club, you want them to go before it starts to get Steve Bruce-esque.
So that's the only bit that you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Would Gary McAllister be going to Villa as well then?
Apparently so. Oh. Apparently he would. And he's been there before, hasn't he?
He was assistant manager for a bit.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Exactly. So who knows? Anyway, the other manager that's been linked with the job is Frank Lampard via Uncle Harry Redknapp, who said Frank will be interested. Will he be interested, Pete?
Who knows? Who knows?
Uncle Harry says. But I heard that Frank Lampard's actually more likely to be going for the Norwich job, which I don't quite understand that one.
I tell you what, if he can succeed there, people will respect him.
Norwich?
That's what you can say, isn't it?
I think anyone would be respected if they could be successful.
Can we have both those managers in the league, though?
At the same time. Possibly not. I don't know. Who else do you think? You said Roberto Martinez is a potential for Aston Villa. What do you think of that, Andy?
I like the idea of him coming back to the Premier League at some point. You do feel that things are reaching some sort of natural conclusion with Belgium. I just wonder, like, almost if the World Cup comes 6 months too late for them, really. Like, next summer's World Cup and you're thinking, right, I think I can have a crack at this. But next winter, I think they're... Yeah, there are a few issues with Belgium, with whom I think he's done globally a very, very good job. And again, I think tactically he's much smarter than people give him credit for. And I think there's the sense that he's developed since he's left the Premier League as well that are maybe not keen to acknowledge.
Everton kill managers. That's what they do. they kill reputations.
They do. Very well.
Yeah, and speaking of getting back into work... Did you hear about Ed Woodward? He's in talks to take on a consultancy role at Manchester United when his 8-year reign as executive vice chairman ends next month. Apparently, it's actually quite common for chief execs to remain in some sort of advisory role when they leave, but he's never going to leave, is he? Just never.
I mean, that is the dream, isn't it? Being binned and being hired back at a higher freelance rate.
Happens quite a lot, isn't it? Yeah. Happens quite a lot.
It's the dream role, isn't it? The dream scenario.
It's fantastic. I hope he's going to do something to take charge of the kitchens at Old Trafford. Luke sent us something on the WhatsApp.
Oh, yes, he did.
Today, of some sort of cheese and ham baguette.
Yeah.
Burnt
to buggery, wasn't it?
It looked like it had been barbecued by a 5-year-old.
As a previous employee of Leicester City concession stands,
really?
It would never happen on my watch, to be quite frank.
You used to work on Leicester City's concession stands.
I had a little baseball cap saying Yorkie on the top.
You sold Yorkie
hot pork
bars.
Hot pork. Hot pork, Yorkies and hot chocolates.
Oh.
And if you're very lucky, a hot dog.
Nice.
Wasn't old enough for the beer.
is it disrespectful if I ask you if it was at King Power or Filbert Street?
It was at Filbert Street, yeah.
Right, okay.
That definitely ages me.
Bang out of order that, Russell.
But I was right, it turns out. I was right.
Now, to be fair, that looked rank, that. If that wasn't even a baguette.
But I don't know what you thought, but when I saw the tweet and it was someone with this, like... charred remains of food in their hand and it said £4.70, and the fact is, if you've been going to like Arsenal or Tottenham for a bit, you're thinking,
like,
it's a bargain.
Yeah.
What are you complaining about?
Was that have a yellow sticker on because it's burned? Yellow sticker concession stands. Why don't they do that?
Yes.
Because at the end of my shift at Filbert Street, we'd always have half a pig to eat, a big bag of pork stuffing we'd made up, and as many hot dogs as you could jam in your pockets.
God, that sounds really nice.
And that, the end of the game, that's when you all want some grub as well, I think.
Yeah, because everyone sort of tears off home, don't they? There was always loads of food left. Loads of food.
Oh, I do like the little pig scraps as well.
Yeah, pig scraps.
What, scratchings?
Yeah.
Pig scraps.
And just like anything, just any leftover bit of meat. God, that sounds...
Are you an urban fox? Speaking of which, just before the show, somebody was going through Jules's bin.
I know! Get out of my bin, neighbour!
She caught him on a long lens on her ring doorbell.
I've got a little camera at the front and I got a notification saying someone's there. So I thought, oh, my delivery's arrived.
Yeah.
No, just a neighbour... checking out my bin.
Just having a little peek in.
For?
I think she put a cat in it. A cat bin lady.
Look, Manchester United seemingly happy with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer for the time being.
Get him in the bin.
Stop it. But they are on the lookout for a player care property technician. What on earth is that, you ask? Well, they've just placed a new ad for the job role. It also includes putting up shelves, hanging pictures, doing things like fixing TVs and computers when they crash. To be fair, I mean, I need one of those at my house. Can I have one?
Someone just look after your bins, I suppose, isn't it? No, like you said, I think one of the adverts said, like, tune their TVs. Like, tuning TVs.
Tunes TVs.
Get with it, granddaddy.
I know someone who used to do this for a Premier League club, actually.
Really?
And yeah, like they didn't even get given a company car. They had to cycle round to star player's house when they go, oh, my burglar alarm's going off and I don't know the code. And then if they were a particularly lonely footballer, they go, do you want to stay for a game of FIFA?
Did they play FIFA? Yeah,
it's like
it was
this player's first time away from home, and he was like bored. I think he might have made up the burglar alarm thing to get a bit of company.
Smashed a window.
Exactly.
Aww. Andy, that's adorable, mate.
Was it N'Golo Kante?
Was it a player that didn't play for Chelsea?
Is it adorable, though, once you're cycling home in the rain, where he goes, yeah, you just beat me 4-0, I'm done now. See you Monday.
Yeah, the actual job advert itself says computer literacy and familiarity with Microsoft Office or similar packages.
I mean, that's basic.
Helping them write a CV or something. That's the little paperclip. The knowledge of foreign language spoken and written is desirable. And that was the only thing. The rest of the job, I was on Indeed.com. I was typing my details in, but knowledge of foreign languages, I would fall well short.
I mean, what ones are they? I mean, what generic foreign languages? Is any?
What accents? Yeah. Just do
make
the accent.
One up.
It's like Uncle Albert speaking German in Only Fools. Yeah, you wouldn't know about that, would you?
They're editing that out.
I just love that there's someone that this is a specific job role for, though.
It's good.
And I bet all clubs have quite a few of them, because I can imagine the players being quite demanding on stuff like this.
Well, it's something that's
the word
been
is
needed.
Thick. The word is thick.
with overseas players, I think you can understand. You know, you've got to know how to like hire a flat, open a bank account, and get Sky or, you know,
BT.
German or French equivalent or BT.
Thanks,
you know,
your audience. I read the room.
all of that sort of stuff. It must be quite tricky. I remember being on holiday with my family in southern Spain, and going to see a player who'd been presented at Sevilla in the afternoon. Mm. And that evening, we were having dinner and he was sat on a subsequent table to us. And he couldn't read the menu. He didn't have a phone that works. The club would just go, well, congratulations on joining the club.
Yeah.
Right, we'll see you tomorrow. And he's like, oh, I don't know where I'm living or where to get anything to eat or whatever. So I sat next to him, said, you're that guy, aren't you? Do you want help with the menu? And I helped him order his food.
Andy.
And that man was Diego Maradona.
Yeah, and it all went dreadfully wrong after.
Did you get paid?
No.
Did he give you a tip?
Didn't even buy me a drink.
Not even a 25p can of lemonade.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. Right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got pep talks on the way and even a little bit of Portmantonio Conte.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Hi, I'm Flo Lloyd-Hughes.
I'm Rachel O'Sullivan.
And I'm Chloe Morgan.
Join us every week on our brand new show, Upfront, on Football Ramble Presents. We'll get stuck into the biggest stories in women's football every Tuesday, from the latest in the WSL.
Gareth Taylor said, oh, well, actually, we were playing 3-4-3, and we moved to 4-4-3-3. If you look at any of the footage, if you look at the way the players played in that first half, there were four players playing at the back. That sort of comment speaks of a manager who doesn't quite know what they're doing.
To how the Lionesses are shaping up ahead of a home Euros next summer. For me, I would pick Lee Williamson. I would just go for it now. For a younger age captain, you've got some big tournaments coming up. I think a lot of players think she's got a really great mentality, gets on with a lot of people. For me, she's a born leader, and I think she will be England captain at some point.
And what it's really like being a player in women's football today.
From my own experiences of being in a situation like that, I mean, you know, when we got promoted when I was with Spurs, that was phenomenal. I was, you know, first choice keeper. You know, then you go into the WSL for our first season, and all I wanted to do was get WSL experience.
Join us every Tuesday for Upfront. Search Football Ramble Presents in your podcast app. Subscribe now.
Football Ramble Presents is a Stack production.
Put away by Daniel James that time. Great penalty. Go on, Wales. Cool.
Cool.
Good old Robbie Savage. We were with him on Saturday, weren't we, Andy? He was obviously talking about Macclesfield again. It's all he talks about at the moment.
He was. I mean, has it even come out yet, the doc?
No. Oh, yeah, no, of course it has. I've not seen it.
Yeah, no, it's on my iPlayer list.
Have you seen it, Pete?
I've not seen
Robbie
it,
Robbie Savage has a documentary about Macclesfield.
Is that the one where he's trying to get into the security?
Yeah, there's a few accidental partridges in there. Yeah, love it. Right, welcome back to the Football Ramble. It is a Wednesday, so now it's time for Pep Talks.
We are so, so happy. We're so happy.
We are so happy. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for that.
We are so happy. I'm so happy, believe me. I'm so happy.
Sit down! Nobody talk! Sit down! Wait! Drink wine and relax!
I will never not love that theme tune.
No, so very enjoyable.
Good. So good.
We've got
that.
One here from Jim Neal. Regarding your correspondence problem with handshaking in last week's Pep Talks, may I suggest a solution in the Yogi Love gambit? As the handshaking manager approaches, there are two options. Either explore the deepest part of your nose or have a major rummage around the vegetable box.
Vegetable box?
Then, just as your manager approaches, withdraw your hand from your nose / nether regions and extend it with a warm smile.
No.
I'm fairly certain the practice will wither on the vine henceforth.
Oh, don't touch the vine. That's what I say. Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Vegetable box.
Vegetable box. I've never heard it described as that.
No.
Yeah, I love a good rummage in the vegetable box.
Oh, hang on a minute.
What?
Is it the front bit?
What?
Vegetable box.
I thought it was the nose. Oh, it was the vegetable box, the downstairs. Oh, of course, that makes more sense. Yeah, I thought it was the nose.
I thought it was.
I'm not terrible for that. I mean that very clear.
When I first heard Andy say it, I thought it was the arse. And then actually, now that I think about it, it must be the front.
What vegetables live back there?
I don't know.
Good God.
Don't let me comment.
No,
let's
move on. From Cunlay, I recently got dumped by my girlfriend who I was planning on breaking up with. I should be delighted that the relationship is over, but I'm hurt that she pulled the plug instead of me. Should I find a way to get back with her and break up with her? Or should I get one of my mates to do it? Or should I just let it go? Cunlay Cash from Nigeria. P.S. I'm not a prince. This is not a spam email. I love your show. Cunlay Cash sounds like one of those
people
kind
who
of
DMs
like...
me on Instagram.
Really? Cunlay Cash sounds like one of those like Grammy nominated artists who plays like WrestleMania. And you open it and I'm like, how are they Grammy nominated? I've never heard of them, but they've got a cool name and they sound like rock stars.
So let's try and solve this for Cunlay. First of all, well, I don't understand what you actually mean by get one of my mates to do it. She's already broken up with you. You can't get one of your mates to break up with her. You're not together anymore, mate.
Is he asking to get one of his mates to go out with her and then break up with her?
Oh, no, that'd be too vindictive. No,
But there is an undercurrent of vindictiveness to this
mail,
isn't
there? It's the whole purpose, isn't it?
It's pep talks, baby.
What do you think he should do, Andy? You're too nice. You're going to say, just let it go. Move on.
Yeah, that is the thing. It's all about the optics, isn't it? I mean, I understand it is frustrating when that happens.
You need a relationship liaison officer.
Yeah. Exactly. If you get someone to cycle round.
Yeah. Fixing your relationship.
And then just, you know, give her a ring, say, well, I was going to break up with you anyway, play FIFA with you for half an hour and then go home.
Yeah.
Pete, I know what you're going to do. What? You would get back with her and break up with her yourself, wouldn't you?
Why? Because I'm such a gentleman.
Oh, we do love those pep talks, guys. Yeah. If you do have any problems that you want us to solve, or at least try to, however bizarre, please send them in. We'll get to them every single Wednesday. show@footballramble.com or tweet us at Football Ramble. Right, Pete, I'm going to hand over to you now because I think it's time for a bit of Portmantonio Conte.
I prefer to kill him.
It's time for Portmantonio Conte. Two footballers stuck together. I don't think you've played this very, very much, Jules, to be honest.
I think I've done it like twice and I was dreadful.
How did you get?
Like I had no idea.
It's like me and Luke's game, isn't it, really?
I can barely even follow, but I'll try.
All right, then. These clues come from Jonathan Gibbons. Thanks, Gibzor. Are you ready for your first clue?
Yes.
Our first pair of clues. My sister and I often party in my purpose-built home nightclub and I shoot chew cigarettes, reminiscing about my former life as a banker.
Name Maurizio Sarri.
Yeah.
I wrote Neymar.
That doesn't count for anything.
Stop being so quick,
good.
Andy.
Stop being so quick. Unbelievable. All right.
God's sake.
I don't know the rules anymore.
Yeah, I still wanted to get De Bruyne.
You did get it before KDB, so well done.
All right, second set of clues. I am a goalkeeping legend of the Rossoneri, and according to the Football Ramble, I wasn't quite good enough for the Premier League, but far too good for the tier below.
Donnarumma and Huckabee?
Oh.
No.
I don't know the rules anymore, honestly.
D. Darren Huckabee?
D. Darren,
Yeah. That's not as strong as the first
one. That's one of the more tenuous ones.
One of the more tenuous ones.
For that reason, I'm going to applaud it.
That's what it's all about. That was Portmantonio fucking Conte, baby!
I prefer to kill him.
My input was minimal there, but it's fine.
Like me, every ramble. Cheers.
All right, let's talk a bit about the boy wonder returning to Barcelona. Xavi was unveiled, Andy, as Barcelona boss on Monday at the Nou Camp in front of 10,000 fans. He's pledged to make Barcelona great again.
He had it emblazoned on a red cap that he was wearing.
He does this. Come on. Right, let's just talk about some of the changes, because I know you're going to probably talk about this on a more serious note on, you know, in a bit more in-depth on OTC with the guys. But let's talk about some of the other fun stuff, because there are already some changes that he wants to make. Six. My favourite being, There are no more trips allowed for Piqué. He's not allowed. Not allowed to leave. Not allowed to go anywhere. He had an interview booked next week. Not allowed to
stay at the stadium.
Not allowed.
You're never going home again.
Yeah, he's not even allowed to see Shakira anymore. Done.
Amazing. He's getting like Xavi's come in and obviously you know he's telling Piqué he's got a lot of interests outside, hasn't he?
So many.
He loves hanging out in Shanghai with the tennis players and crazy places like that. So yeah,
he's always at events, isn't he?
He invented that balloon World Cup, didn't he? Where you got to keep the balloon off the floor.
Did he?
Yeah, him and a celebrity or an
I'm pretty sure I invented that in Christmas 1984.
Good point, actually. Where there's a claim, mate, get involved.
What are the other changes he wants to make? Style is non-negotiable. Does he mean fashion?
I think he means tax evasion. Everyone has to evade tax all the time. Evade defenders. Evade tax. Everyone.
And wear no socks. Wear no socks.
It's kind of like the Barcelona style. And he's sort of going, no more dicking about. You got to work hard and make Barcelona great again. It's like, going, you play with Ronaldinho. And he did whatever the fuck he wanted. So don't start so giving it the hard ass now, to be honest.
That was my favourite press conference answer for him. When someone asked him, you must wish you got to coach Leo Messi. And he's like, well, yeah, I love to coach Eto and Ronaldinho as well, but it's just not realistic, is it?
Yeah, he's not going to take any shit, is he? I don't think.
No.
No. Well, that's the thing. I'm quite happy for him to give endless press conferences. Like what happens on the pitch will, you know, have its teething problems. I think that's pretty clear when you look at the shape of the squad. But like in the press conferences, he's so impressive. But he's so impressive in a non-Mourinho way. You know, just in a way of explaining philosophy. And he says all the right things.
Yeah.
I mean, when he says things that aren't about football, he's...
A little more difficult to handle.
Yes, that is fair to say. So I'm just happy about him, talking about what Barcelona should be forever. Yeah. And he can sneak some bonkers stuff in there, can't he? Like, you know, when he said, I think Ousmane Dembélé can be the best in the world in his position. And I think he should get a new contract.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be on a different kind of contract now, apparently.
Well, it might be pay as you play.
Right. I was going to say, he needs to stay fit at least.
Seeing as he gets, now he's fixed his alarm clock. It's his thigh muscles that are letting him down, his calf muscles that are letting him down. Right. It's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
Well, he's already sacked a couple of people since he's been in. He's not messing about. He's fired two physios who were hired by Ronald Koeman. The medical staff have actually been blamed for Barcelona's injury crisis. And he's gone in there, Andy, and he's gone, out you go.
That's interesting. I mean, really, it's about squad depth, isn't it? Rather than actually injuries. It's almost as if, you know, this club is pissing money and the squad's not fit for purpose.
That's what you do when you join a prison. You punch the doctor in the yard.
Exactly. And Pete, how is it that Pedri is unfit, having played like every minute of every football match that's been played in 2021? I just can't work it out. It must be the medical stuff.
He did go to the Olympics, didn't he?
Olympics. Playing every game for Barcelona. And then all of a sudden, I'm not tired, I'm fine. It's like, you know, again, like a child at Christmas at bed, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm fine, I'm not tired.
Coutinho, though, apparently he's like refuses to warm up sometimes, doesn't he? Apparently at Celta Vigo last weekend, he was asked to warm up and said it's not necessary.
That's why Spelsy is never on time for pre-show meetings. Like, it's not necessary.
Not necessary.
Not necessary. Fine.
Well, you just think with Coutinho, he has been treated as peripheral. So if you're in a mindset of, it's not worth warming up, you'd be thinking, well, I mean, I'm probably not going to come on. And even if I do, it's like for 20 minutes, isn't it? I mean, you know, he has been treated like a massive, like rather than he's been shifted from a symbol of the club's incompetence, certainly in the club's eyes, to someone who's let us down. Whereas, you know, he's a player they signed for an awful lot of money who they never had a plan for.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Staying in Spain, Real Madrid have announced a new sponsor, Adobe, Pete.
Cool.
Do you like this?
I like it insofar as here at Stack, we spent an inordinate amount of money on their licences. So we funded this nonsense, to be quite frank.
The club have actually said it will accelerate its mission to become a global entertainment brand by taking the electrifying emotion that fans enjoy in the stadium and translating it into immersive digital experiences.
You see, what I've read there is they're getting Vish on board to do a series of official Photoshops and gifts for them, which I think would make Real Madrid a lot more lovable.
I think all
just
the players,
to us, not to everyone.
Definitely
all
more
players,
entertaining.
All the players on stage are going to have drop shadow on them.
Andy, what else is coming up on OTC then? Because we've touched on a few things there. I mean, you know, not what we've done. Doesn't really sell OTC. We caressed it. Tell us what you're going to talk about.
We're like kids playing with Play-Doh, and you're going to make statues out of it.
All sorts of stuff. Of course, we'll be talking about Sergio Ramos's return to training this week as well. After the little suggestions that his contract could be cancelled, which his camp are absolutely not having.
Okay, lots to look forward to there. And remember that if you want more from us, guys, just get over to the Ramble Patreon. Bonus weekly podcasts, live streams, behind the scenes nonsense, loads there. Head to patreon.com/footballramble. We promise you, you won't regret it. I mean, you might do, but go there anyway. It's fun.
You're more likely to regret something you have done than something you haven't done.
Exactly.
No, you're less likely to regret something you have done than something you haven't done.
Live, laugh, love, guys.
It's
Prosecco time. Come on.
Already? What's the time? To be fair, it is my birthday week. I might just carry on drinking every
day. I reckon. Yeah.
Dropping the Dom Pete at the weekend.
Hey, Duke Pete. Pete, I'm going to miss you tomorrow, but me and Andy are back. Jim's going to replace you in that seat.
Got a new boy, have you?
Yeah, we have.
Fine. Jules, vaporise him.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll see you next time.
Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.